Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
A little something I put together. $100. Yes, sir. But it's real knowledge. Uh-huh. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him something. Skin to skin. Bones to clone.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 17th edition of To The Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, First Is The Worst, aka Lil X Hamster. And in today's pod, we're going to talk about how there is no more salt in the earth, how everything has to be prestige nowadays. No one wants to put their nose to the grindstone or keep their nose on the grindstone, whatever that crazy expression is. But that's always been a thing, right? The whole no one really wants to grind. I mean, who really wants to grind on that stone? Unless you realize that stone is a crippling 9-to-5 with a useless middle management and your talents are never recognized and you think you're stuck in quicksand with no room for growth and that stone is nothing but a dangling carrot on a stick, then I kind of get it. Not liking the whole nose to the grindstone expression. Anyway, moving on. We also get Sean's crazy take on Tom Hanks and Adam Sandler. Yeah, he's got a lot of crazy takes, and this one might take the cake. We also get this take, and that happens during a Happy Gilmore 2 review, which I realize is a little late, but better late than never, as they say. Oh, and I basically talk out loud about making my own robot chicken episode. I basically just rip off Robot Chicken and try to write one live. So that's fun. But anyway... There we go. Two shots. Let's start out with a modern day retelling of Adam and Eve brought to 2025 relatability. And with that, my fellow maroons, let's go on a journey. Philosopher, please save me.
West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa in the window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Put these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kinda lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
Yeah, and then, you know, there you go. Got it all figured out, Sean. Yeah, no, it's
totally.
It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's honestly, it's so exposable and so laughable. It's just like, I think people just choose not to care. I'm just convinced of it. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah,
head in.
We're in post truth. It's postmodernist, which is like you don't really care about the truth anymore. You just kind of have a narrative, and then you stick to it.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go back to my narrative real quick because I got a little,
yeah,
little quick narrative. I'm trying to make sense of my life in a lot of ways. So I'm going to try to make an analogy of things that I hope you and maybe some poor sap out there listening can kind of nod his head. You know, the few that are listening can kind of go, he's crazy. Or just making a couple good points. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to use an old telling, an old wives' tale, one we've heard for a long time, the tale of Adam and Eve. I'm going to try to make that, I'm going to put that into modern times, put that in my perspective, try to make sense of what's happening right now. And so right now, I think what's happening is God said, don't bite the apple. That's what the story said. Don't bite the apple. It's the one thing. You guys can be here in the garden. You do whatever you want, right? Go fuck off, right? Eat as many pig ribs, whatever. Whatever the fuck. You know, live in a fish's mouth. I don't know. I didn't read the book. Whole thing. Then don't eat the apple. It's the one thing you can't do. Don't eat the apple. And I went, no problem, sir. I went, aye, aye. No problem. And he leaves, and I turn around, and I'm like, man, that's a good fucking apple. And I fucking grab it and just bite. And I just like, wait, what did he say again about that? And I went, oh, fuck. And I looked at it. Oh, God damn it. Oh, wait, I can't even say that. Oh, shit. Oh, and I just immediately threw the apple into the bush. What the fuck am I thinking? I'm so stupid. I did it immediately. This is like immediate. Just turned around, not even thinking. Just bit the apple. I was like, man, I gotta warn Eve now. Gotta warn you. Don't bite this thing. Look over at Eve. Eve's got an apple in each hand. She's rubbing them over her body. You know, she's just like singing Madonna. You know, it's like a virgin. Just rubbing on the skin. You know, just kind of embracing it, biting the apple sensually. And I'm like, oh well, we're both fucked here. This is. All right. At least we're both going down with the ship. And all of a sudden you just hear boom, boom, boom at the gate. And I'm like, here we go. Here it comes. And just right away. Danny, what did you do? What did I say not to do? And I'm like, I bit the apple. I'm an idiot. I bit it. And I was like, oh my, I forgot. Immediately forgot. I threw it into the bush. I was like, what was I thinking? Where is it? It's right over there. You can see the hat. It's sticking out of the bush. It's right there. I'm an idiot. Go ahead. Punish me. Do your worst. I know what you're going to do. Just do it. Before I even get the sentence out of my mouth. Banished. Banished. You get out of here. Walk to the end. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. And I'm walking out. And I'm like, all right, well, Eve's going to really get it too. So this will be kind of funny, you know, as I'm walking out and I look over and Eve with the apple still in her hand is looking at God and God's got his hand on his hips and he's saying, Eve, you got some explaining to do. And Eve says, well, hear me out. I think this is kind of my father's fault. Because if you think about it, he wasn't around. And then also, where was my mother? Wasn't raised by my mother. So there's that. You know, I mean, honestly, God, this is kind of on you. And God's sitting there and he's nodding. And I'm like, he's going to lightning bolt this freaking witch to like the fucking Hades. Like, this is done. Are you kidding me? And God strokes his beard. And he's going, Eve, making a lot of good points. A lot of good points. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? At the gates. He's sort of like, are you serious? I'm taking some steps back now into the, are you serious? This is happening? Hey, Danny, I told you, go on, get. He's like Walton Goggins in season 4 of Righteous Gemstones, talking to his bitter little, what was that? His nanny, whatever that was. Go on, get. I said, get. Go on. And he has like a broom. I'm like, all right, fair enough. All right. Just seeing the injustice happening behind me. I'm just saying, what's happening now? She's making a lot of good points. Are you even hearing what the points she's making? She's blaming you. Well, you know, Danny, I think honestly, it was her upbringing. And you know what? I'm thinking about promoting her, the head of the garden. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You're promoting her? You're a promoter? And he's like, I said, get, boy. I said, get. And he hits me with the broom. Now he just throws it at me. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. All the pigs and all the animals are all pointing and laughing. I got this fucking idiot. And I'm like outside the gate now. And I'm looking back inside my last look. And all I see is Eve and God. They're laughing it up, chuckling. I know they're talking about me. Like, wow, that guy really lost it. And I realized God is just one of Eve's gal pals. You both have fun.
Yeah.
And that's it. And now I'm
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Now I'm here. Now I'm wandering the deserts of the sand of the, you know, like I'm wandering like the dunes, like the wastes. And I'm like, man, you know what? Kinda on me. Kinda on me. I'm just glad that justice was served.
Yeah. Just that's the world. Justice for, or you know, like punishment for me, but everybody else, no punishment.
Yeah. So. Or everyone else. It's not even like no punishment. It's like, well, you know, actually they're the victim.
Hey, it looks like you dropped something. Some knowledge.
Yeah. And because of
reward.
Yeah. And because of the victim, I think they should be rewarded because they had a rough go. It's like, oh, just no accountability for some. Massive accountability for some. No accountability for others. But yeah. What's new with you, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Got some new sandals.
Now that joke was low-key funny.
My old sandals were just straight up. Like, it was really sad. I'm kind of surprised like people weren't looking at me. Like, my sandal was just broken. It's like, it wouldn't even stay on my foot. and I'm like, all right, I got to get some new sandals. It was like that for like a month. So
did you not notice?
All right, this is dumb.
It was broken, or you didn't?
Oh, I noticed. I was just like, well, I'll make it work, or what am I going to do? And should I buy new sandals? I don't want to buy new sandals. Okay, can I get them repaired? And I finally went to a repair shop, like, or a cobbler, which is still a thing, surprisingly.
Believe it.
I mean, I thought it was like a drug den, honestly. Like, I'm walking like into like this back area of this parking lot. And then I went up, I was going to go up the stairs where I thought it was. And somebody was sitting there smoking a cigarette. So she saw me and she left. She just like, just almost whisked off. I don't want to say ran, but like, you know, with women in my life, it's mostly running away. And then find out it's not there.
Sorry.
And then go back. No, it's fine. And then I go back down the stairs and then I keep kind of searching this area and it's like, it looked like, I don't know what to, it's like, it looked abandoned. And then there's like a little sign that's like shoe repair. And then I go in and it's like a, you know, like a leather tanning factory or some shit. It's like, this isn't like a cobbler. But it kind of is. And I'm like, oh, hey, can you fix my sandal? And it was, the person said, oh, yeah, that's easy enough. You know, $20. And I said, oh, okay. How long is it going to take? Oh, if I drop it off. 3 weeks.
Like, shit. Wow. That's how you know that was a real cobbler.
Yeah.
A real cobbler will not give you a turnaround. Hey, like, come back tomorrow.
Right.
That's cool, man. I mean, again, I not a lot of people have a cobbler story. So I don't think a lot of people might not even know what a cobbler is. Me
oh, yeah.
Stinks.
I bet you a lot of young people are like, is that like a TikTok trend where you eat a lot of food at the same time, like a lot of shrimp or something? And you're like, what? No. Okay, sure. That's where your mind's at. It's basically like, what? How is this a thing that people get famous from? And it's like, no, it's a profession. They're like, oh,
fuck that.
Yeah.
If it's not if it doesn't attract attention,
is it glamorous? The cobbler profession? I mean, no, it's probably the definition of one of them, of salt of the earth. It's like, oh. It's like, well, there you go. That's why the world's shit. No one wants to be salt of the earth. No one wants to be real. It's like glamour. Everyone's got to be a fucking show pony, you know? Look how hot I am. I got to pose. Oh, I'm hot.
And there's no money in being like a regular person. That's all. You get fucked is what happens.
Well, what's funny is there is money to being made. Yeah, you're right. There's it's not going to be lucrative, maybe per se, but you'll make money. You make an earning. But yeah, will it be like glamorous or will it be like super successful? Like, hard to say. It depends on the job. But like, yeah, the whole like, oh, pursue, you know, the rich and famous lifestyle, whatever. It's like, man, you're basically, everyone is like, right now, everyone thinks that they can play in the NFL. Every single person,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, is like, well, I could do it. And it's like, guys, it's a really small percentage. They go from high school to college, and then college to get drafted and recruited. And then guys that do that to then are successful. It's like you just get smaller and smaller and smaller percentages playing that Powerball. And I think everyone, because of social media and all this stuff, everyone's like, I could do it.
I mean, that's been for generations, though. I mean,
oh, for sure.
You think of like, yeah, like
exacerbated.
Al Bundy is a perfect story. Like, I could have played college ball. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
bitter about life. All these things he could have done. He peaked like 30 years ago, whatever, 20 years ago, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's funny. Humans aren't really like we think. Like our problems are unique. You know, like, oh, no one's ever dealt with this. It's like if you read books. Read old newspapers, or you listen to old shows, or you know, literature, old movie, whatever it is. It's like, oh, these are people are dealing with the same problems then as we are now. It's just now we have a smartphone. Ooh.
Yeah.
I have notifications when my prawn gets uploaded. Hey, you're missing something on that amateur BBW channel.
And it's I'm not.
Now, that joke was underrated.
Yeah, no, you
tell you that much.
You've scraped it. You're at a point where it's like you're shocked when you see a new scene.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am. I totally am.
Speaking of, I don't know how I'm going to transition out of this, but speaking of new scenes, I'm trying to make a show, a little comic here, and it turns out. So it might have already been done, but I don't care. I'm going to describe it anyway. I thought it'd be so funny to have DC characters dealing with like real life problems, just like basically like Robot Chicken, you know? Just
All right.
It's the same idea, but just like right in the Robot Chicken episode. And I thought here's some of my ideas, Sean, for the different story threads, and I would like your thoughts and inputs if possible. Or you can say this is all dumb, Danny. It's scrap. I don't even know why you're talking to me. Which is fair. That's fair. That's a normal reaction I'm used to. So here's the A story. The Joker is wearing, for some reason, he's like a deadbeat dad, and he's basically has to like support his kid that he never wanted. And he has a kid with the Scarlet Witch. And basically he has to go off to his job every day, right? And he's like, he doesn't want to do it, right? He's just like, I don't, but he's like, whatever. Yeah. And he's it's like the Joker, he's going to like his little like office job, or like he has like a desk job, like some blue collar job. But because he doesn't know like what's like normal and what you do, he's like wearing like a full like train conductor outfit. Like he's got like a little hat on and everything, you know? All right, honey, going off to work. She's like, make that money, you deadbeat. And he's like, sure thing, honey. And you're going like, is he like a train conductor? Like, what's going on here? Why is he wearing that? And he's just like sits down like in a cubicle and like crunches like numbers. And you're like, why is he? Okay, all right, that's. And then he comes home. Oh, takes off his little train conductor hat. Long day from work, honey. And she's like, whatever, you fucking deadbeat. What's for dinner? He's like, oh my. And he goes, oh my Julieta. So that's the A story. The B story is Batman is broke. So Batman now has no money. And everyone's like, shut up, Batman. You're just some guy now. And he's like, hey, guys, like, we got to deal with the penguins coming in. And like, he's going to like take over this like this warehouse. He's going to be making all these drugs out of this warehouse. We got to stop him. The other heroes are like, shut up, man. What are you going to do? Oh, you're going to call the police? Oh, wait. You're just some guy. You're a moron like the rest of us. Oh, and you have no superpowers. Whoop-de-dee-doo. He gets no respect. The Batman gets disrespected at every turn because he has nothing to offer. He lost his money. It's his superpower. And now he's just some broke guy, but he has an ego of Batman. The fall. And he's just like, come on, guys, I'm telling you. All right, move on. The C story is, I'm just thinking like just kind of other villains, and they're just kind of going through real life shit. And so it's like, Bane is like trying to get to like work. And like the theme, at least of season one, is his car is like always breaking down. Like it's just constantly has a problem. It's like the check engine light is on, like, and it's always in the middle of traffic. And he's just like, when he's gripping the wheel with his muscles, and he's just, and then it's just, then it cuts to like the Flash, and he like tore his ACL. He's going through like a bitter rehab, you know? It's like, hey man, you're never going to be the same. He's like, fuck you. Watch this. I'm going to show you all. And then they're like, Flash, you completely tore your ACL and MCL ligaments. This is going to be a year rehab. I don't think you realize how serious this is. And he's like, I'm the Flash. Watch this. And he tries to run on his torn ACL a week in and just tears it even more. And it's like, oh, this guy's an idiot. So yeah, the Flash. He's a fast idiot. Then I'm thinking the D story is like Harley Quinn is dating Robin for some reason. It's like an alternate universe. She's just like really into Robin. She's just like, I don't know what it is. I love those green shorts or whatever. And by the end of the season, now Batman is driving he somehow has repossessed the Batmobile. I'm thinking he stole it from whoever like repossessed it or whatever. I think he just like stole it. And he's like driving around. It's like the last couple scenes of the comic. And he's, ah, ha, ha, ha. He's driving away like no one steals from the Bat. And so Robin is not driving the Batmobile. And the whole season, Robin was driving the Batmobile. That was like his thing, actually. He actually had the Batmobile. That was the joke. Was Robin was the one that ended up owning the Batmobile, unbeknownst to Batman, which was why he was kind of losing his mind. And so anyway, so Batman is now has repossessed his Batmobile that Robin had been driving the whole season. And Harley is really into Batman. And they're like, there's a scene in the cafe at the end. And she's just like, I don't know, Robin. Like, you're kind of boring now. I don't know what it is. And then there's just a shot of Robin. Just like he's like, has this like shocked moment, right? And there's a little thought bubble. There's a little voiceover, like a, kind of like a Wonder Years voiceover. And he's going, I think Harley is just fucking me because I'm driving the Batmobile. And then it moves on to back to like Bane in traffic again. Like he's made a little bit of progress. Actually, he's actually gotten further behind. He was on a bridge and you cut to him and he's actually further back. And you're like, well, this is literally impossible. And he's just, rawr!
I think my favorite out of those is the Bane thing.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like, you're stuck in, you have like these, all this stupid shit you have to deal with during the day. And it's like, isn't this guy going to like blow up Gotham or isn't going to, I don't know, usher in a new, I don't know, era or so. I don't know what, I forget what his whole thing was, but like, yeah, but he's like, his car is like, he's in traffic or he, you know, it's like, wait, I'm out of gas. Like I just filled up 3 days ago or
yeah.
Like, wait, my brakes are squeaking. Oh my God. It's another thing to deal with. Yeah. So that's kind of my favorite out of those.
I'm gonna write. I'll write that down. That a real hero equals Bane? Question mark.
No.
Because yeah, that's probably of all of those. That was the one you could feel is probably the most relatable for me, because my check engine light just came on today.
Yeah.
I'm just like, here we go. I was like gripping the wheel today, like, here we go. I just literally got the pistons replaced like a month ago. I said, don't worry, everything will be fine now. It's never fine, Sean. It's never fine. There's always something wrong with the car. Anyone who owns a car knows there's always something wrong with the car.
Like last, maybe like a year ago, I spent like, I swear, like $7,000 on that fucking car.
Jesus.
Just to keep it going.
Dude, that's ridiculous, man. That's crazy. Seriously, I was spending, I think I spent probably in repairs on my old BMW, probably something close to 10 grand. And I was like, well, I should have just bought a new car at this point, which I said after I spent the 10 grand, you know?
That's the point is like, you understand it after you did it. It's like, oh, I should have done that thing before this. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's always post, Sean. It's always post. It's always post Malone.
Yeah, he's still around. He's doing country. He's doing good.
He made it. So this is a great transition, since I know you're eating here, so I can keep going, as you know. Good transition. He made a cameo in Happy Gilmore 2, which I just watched.
Oh, is Tom Hanks in Happy Gilmore 2?
Probably. There was a million cameos. They might have snuck him in the back. You know, it's like one of those. Yeah. It's like Ready Player One. You got to like rewatch it. Like, oh, look, there's Tom Hanks and, you know.
No, because wasn't Shadur he in Sanders. The first one?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah. Who was in the first one?
No, Tom Hanks is not in the first Happy Gilmore. I'm trying to think of like who. Are you thinking of like Shooter McGavin? Like that guy?
No.
Yeah, I seriously don't know who you're talking about. Tom Hanks. I'm like almost.
Who played Happy Gilmore?
Freaking what? Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, they're the same to me. Adam Sandler.
Hey, God.
And Ben Stiller and Tom Hanks.
Hey, God.
Are the same person.
And Ben's. Okay.
Put them side by side. I bet you can't even tell them apart.
You say a lot of crazy shit.
You can't.
You say a lot of crazy shit. You say a lot of crazy shit, my friend. That might be one of the craziest. You're talking about like lashes and like remove freedom of speech. And, you know, honestly, I'm like, let's just hear him out. I don't agree with him. I'm just saying, let him finish his point. And then he just said Adam Sandler is equals Tom Hanks. And I'm like, all right, we got to get this guy off the fucking floor.
Yeah, I think like that's a bit of a stretch, but like Adam Sandler and Ben Stiller are the same.
If you want it, because they're both in Happy Gilmore, and you know they're not the same person. But if you wanted to say that,
AI,
Tom Hanks looking like Adam, I can't get there, Sean. So great transition, Sean. Going back to the Adam Sandler, I couldn't even like. I gotta process that. Adam Sandler, Tom Hanks are the same guy. All right, so I'm trying to watch a movie for a distraction, you know, like going on in my life right now. And I'm like watching this thing and literally, you know, you're exhausted, right? You get home. I'm like to the point where I put my head on the bed and I fall asleep immediately at like 4.
That's good. I'm glad because like you have lots of sleeping issues. So
yeah,
I'll take that because my bar is low for your sleep. It's like, dude, hey, you slept.
Sean,
maybe 4 p.m., but yeah, good, I'll take it.
Sean, it's so bad. I'm not even kidding. I told the people that work this. I was like, guys, I'm on 20 minutes of sleep here. And they're like, that's like impossible. I was like making mistakes earlier in the week. Like I was like typing in like the wrong password and I would look at a thing. Like, what am I even like looking at? Like, oh, right, I'm looking for this. I was like a zombie, dude. I was on 20 minutes of literal, like literally I saw the clock was 6:30 and I was like, well, you want to take a quick little nap for that 6:50 alarm? You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, this is it. And Body's like, okay, we'll give you 20 minutes. Anyone who's going to, so I'm going to get, this is going to be my Happy Gilmore 2 little quick review. Anyone who has any interest in watching this movie, and you know what, by the time, the way I get these podcasts out, by the time I record this and get it out, this will be 2027. So probably you've seen it already. But anyway, massive.
Ghislaine's free. Ghislaine is free.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. By the time this gets out.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, she's going to be on goddamn, you know, fucking Guy Fieri's fucking new cooking show.
Yeah, there you go. She's going to be a celebrity chef by the end.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah. She's going to be on Dancing with the Fucking Stars, man.
You joke.
This is sad. I wish there wasn't a big kernel of truth.
Right. You know, seriously, that is so, Ghislaine Maxwell on Dancing with the Stars. That's how you know she is the literal fourth horseman. You go, yeah, well, there you go. You don't give a fuck anymore. So Happy Gilmore 2, right? Massive spoilers ahead. Real quick, massive spoilers. Beginning of Happy Gilmore 2. Happy Gilmore shanks a golf ball so bad that it kills his wife. Like, it hits her in the head and now she's dead.
Holy fuck.
It's like instantly.
Yeah.
And he becomes...
It's supposed to be a comedy, right?
Yes. And because Happy Gilmore won, because if you watch the first one, he basically was on top of the world. It's like he won like the Masters jacket, right? He got his wife. Like the whole thing, it was like he won. So now he's like, basically, they're setting up in the first 5 minutes of the movie. Happy Gilmore kind of crushed it for like decades. Like, he was on SNL, right? Like, he won some golf tournaments. He had the happy life with the kids. Like, he crushed it. Okay. So yeah. Now it's like, well, where do you go with this, right? Like, where do you go? You make him fucking instantly depressed by having him kill his wife with literally shanking a golf ball, right? And it just becomes like, oh, like, this is just getting real so quick. He drinks all the time. His kids can't stand him initially. Like, he has to leave them. So, dude, some of these jokes, I'm like watching this movie. And like, by the way, I enjoyed the movie overall. I enjoyed the movie. But like, some of these jokes, I'm like, man, I just wish I could be in the writing room, right? Because like, the joke is John Daly, who's like literally drinking. He's such an alcoholic. He's drinking like hand sanitizer, right? He's just like that far gone, and he's going like, and he's saying to Happy Gilmore, Happy, your daughter wants to go to dance school. That's 75K times four. That's $330,000. You notice how you didn't laugh? That was the joke.
Oh, that was
Sean.
A joke.
Did you miss
Holy
it? Didn't
fuck,
you?
Dude.
Did you miss it? So I'm gonna go back because I missed it too. I did not laugh. I did not laugh until Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore, pointed out the punchline. You know what the punchline was? Happy responded, that's terrible math, John. It's 300K. And he said 330. Did you hear the 30? Because I didn't.
Yeah, fuck,
right?
Dude.
Not a funny joke, right? Not a funny joke.
No.
Here, right?
Pisses me off. Shit.
You want to know why? Because you kind of get math, Sean. So when someone says 75K times 4, and someone goes, that's 300, as soon as you hear 300, your brain shuts off because you're like, well, yep. You got it. And yeah. Then when they add the 30, it's just like you're like, what?
Like, yeah. If they had, you know, if they had said like, oh yeah, that's 75,000 a year times 4 years, that's like $1 billion. Like, even that would have been better. Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. You beat me to it. You literally beat me to it because you can write jokes. I'm like, come on, guys. I was like, this movie, there's some funny bits in this movie. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, dude, come on, man. You were so close to making this funny. And they literally said the like only number you could say that wasn't funny. Like, the only way you could say that to not be funny was 330,000. But my brain instantly shut off when I heard 300. Like, I missed the punchline of the 30,000. The 30,000 was the punchline, Sean. You get how stupid that is? The 300K wasn't the punchline. It was the 30,000. That was the punchline. Not funny. Like you said, you could have said anything funnier. Anything. You could have said, that's $10 million. Like you said, a number that's so absurd, you immediately know it's funny, right? Yeah. Here's another way you could have said it, Sean. I thought about some way. Here we go. What if he said 75K times four? That's $0.5 million. And he's like, who starts out with zero? Why don't you start? You mean 500K? And you're not even right about that.
Like, yeah. What, okay. You know what I mean? There's something there. So exactly. Yeah,
I'm glad you didn't laugh because I didn't either. If you would have laughed, like, oh, it was 300.
I honestly didn't even know that was a
joke. Right. Thank you. That was exactly. I didn't hear it as a joke until Adam Sandler said, that's terrible math, John. And I was like, oh, that was the joke. Oh, shit. And I literally paused the movie and had to go over and write this. But anyway, the movie overall, I mean, it's a lot. If anyone is considering watching Happy Gilmore 2, or should I watch Happy Gilmore 1? Don't. They basically show Happy Gilmore 1 in Happy Gilmore 2. They just like interlace it so much. And but like, honestly, I don't blame him. His company is called Happy Madison Productions. You know, he named it Happy Madison Productions. That's like my dream, to have like my own production company. And this guy like started it in like his 20s. Like, he just crushed it with Happy Gilmore 2 so much that he made a production studio off of it, off of Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, and then made movies for like 30 years. And then he comes back and does like a nostalgia trip, and everyone's like, it's too much. It's too much. It's like, of course, guys, he's going to go super heavy with the nostalgia, right? It's like, of course. Yeah. Was it a little much? By the end of the movie, I was like, man, this is getting a lot, man. But like, it's his homage to like how he got famous. You know, it's like, it's not that crazy. Like, he put his kids in the movie and his wife, and like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's an homage to like his career. So of course there's a lot of references to the original movie that made him famous. So anyway, and the other criticisms I heard was, oh, and Shooter McGavin looks old now. Shooter McGavin, yeah, looks
30 old. Years.
Thank you. It's been 30 years. The guy was like a golfer who's supposed to be like a guy in like his like early 40s or like late 30s. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, he looks 70. I'm like, correct. It's funny how that happens. He also wasn't in anything, which is sad because whoever, I need to look up the guys. I'm going to look it up right now. Christopher McDonald. So Christopher McDonald, you're hilarious, man. Just like, really, that guy is funny as shit. I don't know why he wasn't in a bunch of movies between Happy Gilmore 1 and 2, but that was a missed opportunity because the guy is funny. He is funny. Or he's just Shooter McGavin. I don't know. Either way, he kind of makes a movie. So, yeah, it's like, I think there's some hilarious scenes. Like, there's, by the end of the movie, again, this point it's spoilers and this will be 2027, so who cares? By the end of the movie, Eminem makes a cameo, because everyone makes a cameo, and Eminem is literally getting eaten alive by alligators. Fucking alligators are eating the rapper Eminem alive because he's the son of the jackass. Remember that? You jackass. Anyone who's that jackass, jackass. So he's the son of that kid, or that, he's the son of that guy. And that's it. That's his whole thing, is you're a jackass. And he just dresses exactly the same as his dad, because that's what people do when they grow up. They wear the exact same outfit as their dad. And he literally calls out Happy Gilmore, like, you jackass. And then all of Happy's sons come out to fight him. And Eminem goes into like, well, what? You guys want to go? What? There's only four of you? That's it? And he gets like, picked up and carried. And he says, I know a lot about fighting. And they carry Eminem to like a swamp. I mean, it's like one of those like ponds in a golf course. They just throw him into it. And then a team of alligators swarm him immediately. And he goes, oh, you guys want some too? And he starts like punching alligators in the face with his fists into the water. And then at one point, they start snapping at him. And he's like, Detroit, what? Detroit, what? And they just eat him alive.
No, that's good. That's good shit.
It's ridiculous, Sean. You have to watch it. Just for that scene, just watch that scene. It's absurd. It's patently absurd. I can't describe how absurd it is. It's ridiculous, dude. It really is. So In my opinion, the best part is Eminem getting eaten off alligators. That was too much. I enjoyed the movie overall. Although Travis Kelce brought the movie to a literal screeching halt. I mean, a screeching halt. Like, it is unbearable. And if you've seen the movie, you get the reference. It is unbearable. He is just the worst. And Travis Kelce, you'll never hear this because no one ever listens to this podcast. I look at the analytics. It gets 2 downloads and it's like probably like me and my mom. You know, no one listens. I don't care. Travis Kelce, you need to hear this. I'm glad you're banging T-Sizzle. That's great, dog. Got all that testosterone. Greatest tight end ever. Look at me. I'm great. But from the bottom of my heart, buddy, you can't act. Holy shit. You can't have it all, Travis. You can't have it all. I'm sorry. So life is unfair. You know, life gave you Taylor Swift and Super Bowl championships. You beat my Niners, the whole thing. You get to a podcast. You got it all, man. I would probably stop the acting now. That was probably it. And if you do that, hey, I think, you know, you kind of got it figured out. If you keep acting, I'm going to keep doing this. So, and no one will care. No one will care. And I said it, and I'll say it again. He really can't act. Sorry, Travis. I'd say it to his face, but he would just destroy me. Like the way he destroyed Xavier Worthy's shoulder. I think he took out all his frustration on Xavier Worthy's shoulder. He just pretended it was every annoying critic like myself. And he just pretended every annoying critic was Xavier Worthy's shoulder. And he just took it all out on the shoulder. And on us who have Worthy on our fantasy football teams. Was it Worthy? Was it Worthy it, Travis? Itu, Travis? Was it all for nothing? Oh, wait. He's got a lot. He just can't A-C-T. Sorry, buddy. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the maroon.
She's kind of nice. Yeah. Was it supposed to be like this? Given everything you put on the list, that blackmail put me in a twist. When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100-bar episode by your boy the Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me. I'ma give it back. Believe that.
Well, Sean, I'm tired of you.
Yeah, don't blame you.